By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. That he was called. You see, God points him out by name. He speaks to the depths of his heart as if to say, Abraham, you are mine. And I'm calling you. I am summoning you to myself. I have something very important for you. Come to me. It's that very calling that the Lord has for each of us, not just Abraham. Seeking always to summon us to himself, that he speaks to the depths of our heart. He wants to enliven us. He wants to bestow upon us every good gift. I think of, and maybe this isn't a very good analogy, but the moment a person's name is spoken on The Price is Right. You know, you notice how you're just in that crowd and you see them. There's so many there and they go there. Why? Because they want their name to be said. They want to hear it. And the moment that that name is said, that their own name is proclaimed, they get up with such excitement. Arms are flying in the air, and they just seek to run down that aisle to be where they've been called to be. Well, that's what happens when we allow our heart to hear God speak our name. And he does it every single day. He looks upon each of us as his beloved children, and he just simply says, you know what, I want to spend this day with you, and I want you to spend this day with me. I call you by name. That our hearts then become enlivened, as if to just jump up and to simply think, Lord, you're calling me? There's over 6 billion people in the world, and the Almighty God who has created everything, you spoke my name? You're thinking of me? Yes. He thinks of each and every single one of us in an intimate way to which it is unique to your heart as he calls upon you. Because why? As the gospel says, your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. That's what he desires. He desires to give his kingdom to you so that wherever you may be with him, especially in the heights of heaven. That's what he loves, is to spend all eternity with you. That is why the first reading simply states, you glorified us whom you have summoned. As he calls us to himself, he is glorifying you and me to become saints. To be dwelling with him. But he doesn't want to wait until heaven. Which is why he bestows the Eucharist upon us right now. As he has called you and me to this very Mass. To this very preparation of heaven. This heavenly liturgy. He does so because he wants to spend this very time with you right now. To enter into your hearts. Into your bodies. Through the gift of the Eucharist that he is pleased to give you to help you on your path to the kingdom of heaven. And that, my brothers and sisters, is how we have been called, how we have been summoned, or as the responsorial psalm said, how blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. He picked us. And as our hearts become excited of knowing that he is calling us by name, it is only because God is excited to call us. He wants us. He desires us. And so he speaks to our hearts. Your very name. In a unique and loving way. As he looks upon you as his precious child. Which is why then when we come to Holy Communion, before we receive, we hear the priest say, Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. that we have been called to this heavenly banquet in preparation to the Lamb's Supper that we will celebrate in the heavenly kingdom. May we then hear the voice of our Heavenly Father calling us, summoning us to Himself, and allow our hearts to react with such joy, with such excitement, that we desire to run to Him and be close to Him this day, every day of our life, and for all eternity in heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.